Hachette Audio presents Homeland Elegies, written and read by Ayad Akhtar. I can only make things up about things that have already happened. Alison Bechdel. Overture to America. I had a professor in college, Mary Maroney, who taught Melville and Emerson, and who the once famous Norman O'Brown, her mentor, called the finest mind of her generation. A diminutive, cherubic woman in her early 30s, with a resemblance to a Raphaelesque Puto that was not incidental, her parents had immigrated from Urbino, a scholar of staggering erudition who quoted as easily from the Eddas and Hannah Arendt as she did from Moby Dick, a lesbian, which I only mention because she did, often, a lecturer whose turns of phrase were sharp as a German paring knife, could score the brain's gray matter and carve out new grooves along which old thoughts would reroute, as on that February morning 2 weeks after Bill Clinton's first inauguration when, during a class on life under early American capitalism, Mary, clearly interrupted by her own tantalizing thought, looked up from the floor at which she usually gazed as she spoke, her left hand characteristically buried in the pocket of the loose-fitting slacks that were her mainstay, looked up and remarked almost offhandedly that America had begun as a colony and that a colony it remained, that is, a place still defined by its plunder, where enrichment was paramount and civil order was always an afterthought. The fatherland, in whose name and for whose benefit the predation continued, was no longer a physical fatherland but a spiritual one, the American self. Long trained to worship its desires, however discreet, however banal, rather than to question them, as the classical tradition taught, ever-tumescent American self-regard was the pillaging patria, she said, and the marauding years of the Reagan regime had only expressed this enduring reality of American life with greater clarity and transparency than ever before. Mary had gotten into some trouble the previous semester for similarly bracing remarks about American hegemony in the wake of Desert Storm. A student in the ROTC program taking her class complained to the administration that she was speaking out against the troops. He started a petition and set up a table in the student union. The brouhaha led to an editorial in the campus paper and threats of a protest that never actually materialized. Mary wasn't cowed. After all, this was the early 90s and the consequences of a stringent ideological fire and brimstone, or sexual abuse of power while you're at it, were hardly what they are today. If anyone had a problem with what she said that afternoon, I didn't hear about it. Truth is, I doubt many of us even understood what she was getting at. I certainly didn't. Worship of desire. Tumescent self-regard, a colony for pillage. In her words was the power of a great
sample complete. Ready to continue?